This is Negi speaking. I hope that you can see my screen properly. This is the summary of our fourth quarter. Net sales was up by 21%, and total operating expenses increased by 33%, and operating income was down by 39%. And we have started applying a new accounting standards. So therefore, it is very difficult to do a year-on-year comparison. So after that adjustment, basically this is a minus 15% negative profit. So I would like to talk about the details later. And at the bottom, at the constant exchange rate, it's 9% plus. And a pre-GAAP basis, so same growth for net sales, but pre-GAAP operating income was the same number as the previous year. And the net income, why is this a minus 89%? Well, in FY21, there were some extraordinary factors, including gain on sales of stocks of a sales company in China. And there are some details, but also evaluation loss on foreign exchanges, as well as venture company that we are investing into in overseas. There was again a loss on evaluation. Looking at the sales by region, this is denominated in yen. And excluding the FX impact, we have seen positive growth in all the divisions. Europe and EMEA are continuing with a double-digit growth. And this is the FX impact. As I have mentioned, excluding this, a 9% increase in profit. Now, segment and region, if you look at both of these, this is again denominated in yen, consumer versus enterprise. Consumer grew in all the four regions, and the enterprise also grew in all the regions as well as all the segments. As I mentioned before, new accounting standards have been applied, and 100% of the revenue is deferred. And this is why we have a negative impact, approximately 2 billion yen negative impact on revenue. But in terms of sales, something is not counted as net sales, and now it is accounted for, and that's reflected in the total costs. So excluding that, minus 13%. This is operating income down by 13%. And by region, if we apply the same accounting standard, this is what it looks like. Now, Forex and accounting standard change, if you combine the two, in the end, what we see is operating income is a 7.7 billion minus 15%. Now, yen is stronger again. So there was a bit of a surprise, and this is minus 1.5. Subscription SaaS business continues to grow steadily. And you can see the number of active customers here. And then in terms of ARR, approximately 700 million. This is, there is no FX impact. And approximately 700 million, 691 million, and 29% growth. This is a share by region. I will skip this slide and go to pre-GAAP before deferred revenue. And this is again in yen. Excluding FX impact, we have seen growth in all of the four regions. And looking at Japan, as I've mentioned before, 400 million yen worth of impact was generated by the new accounting standards. which means that net sales is pushed up by this. But even if we exclude this impact, still in this fourth quarter, Japan performed pretty well. And on this slide, you can see the pre-gap situation without the FX impact and consumer 11% growth. This looks quite high, but this was actually impacted by the 400 million yen. So that should be about 7%, in fact. But still, consumer business in Japan is strong. And enterprise is 9%, and the total growth is 9%. And this is the balance for deferred revenue. And this is deferred revenue by region. I'll skip this slide. And this may be of interest to you. Cost is increasing. Let me explain the reasons, starting from the top. This is basically cost of goods. For example, hardware cost of goods, as well as software assets. And hardware cost of goods and the royalty payment are the big factors here. And especially in Asia and also in Japan, Cloud Edge and Tipping Point sales is growing, and this is impacted by that. And also, IOP security company related expenses are posted here. And selling and marketing is also growing, expanding. Revenue is trending quite strongly, which means that variable bonuses need to be paid, and that's included in selling and marketing. That is why the number is going up. And similarly, salary and benefit is also increasing, because company performance bonus is something that we have as a system, and that is included in this salary and benefit. And then outside services, this is a mobile market revenue in Japan. And this is the sales fee, basically, that we pay to this market.
This is the cash flow situation. As for the headcount, here, there have been other tech companies that have been doing layoffs, but we have increased our headcount by 162. So we did not hire that greatly, and we have stopped hiring to some extent. But if we enter 2023, when we consider the people hired so far, we have to consider productivity. And so therefore, we will continue recruiting this year in 2023. But the hiring pace will not be as high as in 2022. As for the extraordinary items, we have the exchange loss because of the changes in the exchange rate with the yen. And also, there's a IoT dedicated security company, and there's financing that was involved. And for the evaluation, there was some adjustment of our holdings that was carried out. And we have also made three investments into startup companies, and there was a loss on the valuation of the companies. Yeah. But those companies are still operating. It's in order to, according to the Japanese accounting standards, we had to look into what we can do with it. And so ultimately, we had for the reevaluation, we have been looking at their PL. To summarize, I would like to talk about this quarter's highlights. And it is the highest ever quarterly revenues. Also, on a pre-GAAP basis, then we have a recovery. And also, in all the regions, subscription business continues to grow. As for the low lights, because of the new accounting standards, the operating income went down by 2.4 billion, and there was also the loss on valuation of investment securities. And also, for the total of the four quarters, the annual results, we have this result for net sales. We have increased this. And we have this final result in terms of profits down by 23%. Now, we would like to look at the shareholder return. And in our case, we are looking at the basic policy. Up until now, we had looked basically into the payout ratio, but there is also cash on hand that is increasing. And so ROE has gone down. And so therefore, for the company, it's necessary to consider what the minimum cash levels are. And so for the company, it's necessary to look at the working capital that's necessary. And within the capital, there are future costs related to deferred revenue, which needs to be taken into consideration. And so therefore, future service costs, which have not yet been incurred, needs to be calculated. And also, as described here, there are downside scenarios or unexpected scenarios. Perhaps a major earthquake may occur in Japan, or there may be some geopolitical event. And so we need to prepare for such events that may occur. And so those are the points that take into consideration for the minimum cash levels. And we have to have the appropriate cash level calculated. We have not completed this yet, but we would like to complete that calculation by the end of this year. And we'll be announcing what we consider to be the appropriate level of cash. And then we will look at how to carry out shareholder returns. We haven't finished the calculation yet, but we get the feeling that perhaps the amount of cash we are holding on to is excessive. And so therefore, as mentioned, we have to look at shareholder returns. And we'll look at the net income attributable to owners of the parent company by 100%. And we'll be looking at increasing treasury stock by carrying out share buybacks. Currently, we haven't finished the calculations. We believe that there is excessive capital of about 10 billion yen. And so therefore, we hope to carry out the 25 billion of annual share buybacks. And we believe that next time it will come up to, we expect to return up to 50 billion yen through share buybacks in the near future. As for the cash dividends for fiscal 2022, we calculate the net income. And according to the calculations, it comes to 151 yen per share. Of course, this is subject to approval by the ordinary general meetings of shareholders held in late March. As for the compensation for shareholders and what changes have taken place, up until now, we had focused on dividends, but from here onwards, we'll be focusing on buybacks. And in, as mentioned, in 2020, we had the treasury stock of 25 billion and 21 billion of dividends. And it was 154% of net income. So, for the time being, it will exceed 100% as we move forward with this. As for the guidance for the full fiscal year, in Americas and Europe, we anticipate a high growth rate, and there's also the SaaS business. And because of that, cloud costs are going to increase. And so we believe that net sales will increase by 11%. Operating income will also increase by 11%. And in regard to why net income is minus 16%, this is because in 2022, there was the sales of the shares of a company, so side of, and we are looking at net sales increase by 9%. That concludes my explanation. But with that, I would like to close off my explanation. Thank you very much.